Hello, this is Tassie Hill, Bright Lights Pathfinders, with Abby Diamond today as my guest host. Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tassie, for having me on board.
And you can call me Kathy, since that's what you knew me as growing up.
Thank you.
So that it won't confuse you.
Yay.
Let me tell you why I am called Tassie, since you've always probably wondered. I got my name Tassie because my brothers and sisters could never pronounce Kathy. Mm-hmm. And so on the World Wide Web, I'm known as Tassie. And that's how I came about being known as Tassie.
It just stuck
with me all these years. And you know that is my childhood name.
Yes.
So, anyway, Abby, tell me, how was your day?
I had a very productive day today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I just want to just first start off this show with giving out the phone numbers to the listeners. The call-in toll-free number is BBS Radio is at 877-876-5227. That's the USA call-in number only. Toll-free number is 888-815-9766. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line in is 530-876-3222. This is Station 1. And let's just start off with blessings and prosperity and a good show and a good energy level. And Abby, what candles do you like to light? And give me definitions of colors, if you will, for the listeners.
Okay.
And tell a little bit about your belief system.
Okay, I'll do that, Kathy. Actually, tonight, just before you called, I did light a series of candles. Tonight, I lit an orange candle for strength to be with me, being on the radio show, since this is new for me.
Uh-huh.
But it's also something that came out of a meditation yesterday when I had to see a color. Orange came to me, so I thought I would carry it through for tonight. But in addition, as always, I lit my God and Goddess candle, so they are with me.
Okay.
But,
And what is the representation of the God and Goddess candle, and why do... see, a lot of people... See, I was raised as a Christian, so I'm just now understanding the different ways, even though I have known all about these things throughout my lifetime. I haven't really known a lot about the different things of why.
Okay, and I will say that even though I've been practicing, I haven't been practicing as long as many of your listeners, so there's much for me to also learn.
Okay,
For the God and Goddess, I and Wiccans and most pagans all believe that there is more than one God, Goddess, overseeing and a higher spirit with us. And so in representation, instead of just lighting one candle, light two. So it's representing, you know, both the God and the Goddess. And typically, on my altar right now, they are both white, just because those are the candles I have set out for them. But typically, you would have a gold candle for a God and a silver candle for the Goddess, because those represent their colors.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, because I've always... Remember in the reading I gave you the other day, I saw both gold and silver around you.
Right. With an excessive amount of silver around me, I do believe you had also.
Yes. And I said it's almost like the color of... And I used the glitter paint replica because it was so wet and so much of it. And I said, be careful and look at the date of the 8th. And that was going to be a significant day in your life. That is one of the reasons I saw those colors around you.
Right.
Yeah. So that is an exact example, almost like glitter.
Yes, very shiny. And you were right in your reading and prediction of the 8th being important to me this month. And
it was?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope it was a good thing.
It was very good.
Okay, well, good. you don't have to give me any, because I don't like to know people's stuff, but especially on the radio.
Right.
But Abby and I, for the listeners, went through a couple of hours of an intense reading, and her energy, as y'all can feel, those that feel the feelings of the entities of energies, her energy is intensely strong. She is from, would you give a little background of your church, Abby?
Sure. The church I currently go to is called the First Church of Wicca. It's in Duxbury, Massachusetts, a little south of Boston, and I've been going there a little over a year. It is a metaphysical eclectic church, which means it builds upon both metaphysics and various different cultures of the pagan and Wiccan aspect. It is not completely limited to any one particular god, goddess, or pantheon, or anything to that, which means it is very open, very accepting, working with and teaching of many different things to people. The church has, if you check out its website, which is www.firstchurchofwicca.org, people can go out there and see that it does offer a series of classes both at the church and online. And I've found the classes to be very helpful to me.
The web page has classes to offer.
Right.
And how interesting. And great.
It's good because it's really helped me build a base.
It has sessions, or does it start in the middle, or how does that go?
There's different types of classes.
Okay.
That meet like just once.
And it's offline?
Yeah, well, they'll meet once. Where you it's suggested you read the book in advance, obviously, and then you meet Reverend Dr. Kendra Hovey has been teaching the classes, and you go through the class, and at the end there's always been a test to see if you learned what you were supposed to. But there's also some very serious, very intense classes, especially called the Wiccan Way class, and that lasts a year and a day, and it goes... If you make it through it, and some people make it all the way through and some don't, because it takes a serious look within your own life. And so not only do you learn about you, which is probably one of the best classes going there.
Abby, you know, in all my web pages and everything, I always say God bless you forever and a day more.
I know you do.
Isn't that something, how my great-grandmother comes in with her Wiccan ways to my other grandmother on the other side with the Christian ways and slaps it together? That is so neat.
You know, it's not that, you know, a lot of the Christian ways, Jewish ways, and other newer religions.
Yeah, you were raised Jewish, right?
Come from the pagan traditions.
Yeah, you were raised Jewish. I remember that.
Because
I was always like in awe over it.
Yes, I was definitely raised Jewish, reformed, semi-conservative.
Uh-huh.
Never quite myself buying totally into the religion. The hardest thing I dealt with as a kid was the whole fact that Abraham was like, and you had to destroy the idols and you could no longer believe in more than one God.
Oh, my God.
And that always struck me as a very hard thing. And you might remember, I'm not sure if you do, I was the one in my family who refused to get bat mitzvahed.
I remember. I remember that well. Do I remember that well?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people did.
Yeah, I spent the night with y'all, but every weekend. It seems like I was there every weekend. I remember that well.
So it was, you know, obviously I didn't understand completely as a child why I felt the way I did. I just knew that I didn't believe what I was being told to believe.
Let me just clear something up for everybody that's listening on the air. Abby and I have not crossed paths in, what, 30 years, Abby?
Yeah, just about.
Until, gosh, what was it, a month ago? or no, it was December. It was when I was going to do this show, the radio show.
You did
maybe
reading,
a month before that.
You did a reading for me towards the end of the summer.
Okay.
And we reconnected when I was visiting my sister Beth in Florida in November.
And that's what I call domino line.
That's right.
I said dominoes are lining. Well, this must be what domino lines means. Oh, wow. The stars align. Mm. Wow, Abby, it's just so great to get back in touch with you and to understand and to get the listeners to understand and the upcoming book that we're going to have on the show. You want to announce what is coming up on my show next?
Sure. Reverend Dr. Kendra Von Hovey has just sent, her book has been published. It's called Hand Fastings, A Pagan Guide to Commitment Rituals. And it's a very good and very intense book. It talks about what a hand fasting is and the, you know, so to a quick explanation, it's what pagans would do when they wish to get married. It's their type of commitment to one another. And the book goes through the different ways of being hand fasted, the commitment, the different rituals you can do, meditations that are very important for the couple to do to bond and think about their connection to one another and the God and Goddess. And it also goes through, you know, very important things like budgeting and picking the appropriate efficient of your service. You know, so it's very practical and very smart on the spiritual side.
Wow, it sounds fantastic. And also, she has published other books as well, correct?
She has not published. She's actually been, she's commissioned right now to write two books currently.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's already in the works on other books at the moment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about hand fasting.
Okay. Hand fasting is an extremely old tradition. Goes back, and it's the bonding of two people together who typically would want to spend the rest of their lives. And a hand fasting is literally the bonding of one's hands together with a representation with the court. And it's literally the taking of two and combining into one. And
neat.
Right.
That's what they did with my son in the Catholic wedding, though. And he explained the different colors.
Right.
Of the robes, and he bound their hands together, and a raven swooped down. It was really neat.
You were saying that at your son's wedding, you were telling me the other day how the raven had shown up and how, you know, special you thought that was.
Yes, there was crows all over the ground, and the raven swooped down and removed all the crows.
Hmm. But, you know, and as you were saying, this was done at your son's wedding, who is not pagan tradition, but yet the hand fasting is brought in because it's a very ancient tradition that is still used in more than just pagan ceremonies. It's a true binding of people in love together.
And also, I was reading in the book and shared with someone just earlier about openings and casting clockwise and opening and shutting.
Yes.
So north, south, east, and west.
Right. You're talking about casting a circle, which is used to create a ritual. And you're calling in the quarters, the north, which is the earth, the east, it is the air, south is the fire, and west is the water, and as well as you would be calling in the God and Goddess to be with you. And it's creating a sacred space, so all that are within are protected, and nothing that could possibly be harmful could get into this space while the circle is cast. And it just creates a more loving and wonderful bond. and obviously a circle is cast in other places besides just hand fasting, but it's created to for the sacred space.
I see. That makes perfect sense, because I have done that since I was a little girl. And I have always said all these little things. And I bring out things, Abby, as I was telling you, I bring out stories. I play them out. I bring out all these little things with me. Like, I put in your reading the other day, I had one after I did your reading. Well, I don't know whether it's called a reading or not, but, well, I guess it's called a reading, but it's like a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I was doing with you? I was seeing for seeing things.
That's right.
And it was like, it was so intense that I said, I'm going there, I'm going there, I'm going there. Remember that? And
I told, do.
And you had to light those candles for me. And
yes.
I played out and put up different, like I put a turtle up on the table. I had to put a rabbit on the table. I had to put, you know, all those replicas of all the things that we talked about in your reading
right.
on the table for the next day, for the 8th, because I gave you that date. And everything that was significant. And then have my prayers with my Holy Father, you know, who I have the prayers with. And then I also had to do my circles.
That's right. And you were telling me how you had done your circles and how you've gone from each of the directions, which is exactly what I'm talking about here. You know, we're calling in each of the directions and their spirits to be with us.
Yes, and see, I just... you know, I had to, it was like I had to do the cross and I had to do all my ways, but I had to do the other ways as well for my own self. It's like I had to bring out the negativity of my body, and I've always just brushed myself off starting from my feet, and I come up my body and I bring it up my sides, and then I brush it off of my arms, and then I brush it off the other side, and I tie a rope around myself, an invisible rope, around my body and bring it up and loop it over my head and cast it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, bring out of my life all the people, places, and things that aren't to be of me, and bring into my life, oh Lord, all the things that are to be of my life. And then I do all that circle. And
okay.
Then so I say, you know, and then I just call into the seven ways, winds.
We do something very similar as far as getting rid of negativity, and we sweep it away.
Uh-huh.
We use a bezel. That's what you
do. I've done that with the salt in the house.
Okay. And we go counterclockwise to remove the negativity. It's the one time you go the opposite direction. Well, not the only time, but it's one of the times you go the opposite direction. Because you're getting rid of.
I didn't know that.
I thought
in my thought that you never go counterclockwise except for to close.
And that's true. When you're opening a circle at the end of a ritual, you do go counterclockwise. But also when you're removing negativity, you also go counterclockwise, which is called winishins. Because you're trying to remove something. You're not adding. You're not keeping it.
I didn't know that. I bet a lot of people didn't. Wow. And see, we also say rebuke, loose, and bind.
Okay.
And I say we. That's what my family taught me. I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about my family, my children, my not like my mom and dad and stuff like that, how I was raised. And I was telling a friend of mine today on the phone, I said, you know, it's like when you grow older, you can take your values and your belief system that you are born and bred with from generations back, you know, and then you make a decision to make a decision, or you make a decision not to make a decision, But you have your own values and morals as a human being, and you're right. And you add and subtract from them. But what I did is I did mine on paper.
Okay.
So that, almost, does that make sense?
It does. It sounds like you almost wrote out your own credo.
I have gone within my inner self so deeply as my inner child. When I stood at the ocean and said, okay, Lord, show me now. Show me all my characters of defects. I brought out, like, regurgitating just stuff from when I could remember back at 1.5, because that's when I was first awoken. And then this angel came to me, Alina, and she said, you will remember, I had seen her all the way up till I was age 4, and I went into my mother's bedroom, and I said, Mama, Alina's leaving. She's right there, and I could see her plain as day. And she said, well, she'll be back one day when it's time for you to remember. And I didn't remember her again until age 16, and that's when all these things came back upon me that I started remembering. It was like hanging upside down in a tree, and I had to refocus, or going around and around in circles really fast, and then I had to bring the focus back
mm-hmm.
into my life, and I had to go through all that kind of like a, let me get really explain, kind of like a splinter that's deep embedded, and if you don't get all that splinter out at one time, then it'll keep resurfacing. So I did it all at one time.
Well, that sounds like very well. I'd say wise, but at the same time, it could be a very hard thing to go through.
Abby, it was almost devastating.
Mm-hmm.
It burnt the crown top. I've got on one of my videos. It's labeled 1992 Awakenings, Bright Lights Pathfinders Awakenings, and I didn't know what a crown chakra was. I didn't know what any of this stuff was. But it is my voice, and you can hear the youngness in my voice. But I have many, many tapes where I just talk to the tape recorder to hold on to myself, and I'm saying it's 2 to 3.5 centimeters wide, and my baby soft spot is opening up. And I said, I came from that star. And I'm like, there's my star, and what is 1111, and what is this, and what is that? And it just goes on and on and on, and people probably thought I was crazy, but only one person knew, and that was my friend Debbie, this girlfriend. I've got several friends that are named Debbie, but this one Debbie friend of mine, I would let her know. And then this Native American named Shanoia came, and the name Shaman came. I thought it was Sheman when it was shaman. And that's just a little bit about, you know, my awakening. I'm not going to talk about it that much, but because it's all on that tape. But, you know, it just goes to show you that the awakenings, like you were saying, on the webpage of Reverend Dr. Kendra, that sounds like an awesome place to be able to go and work through your pass through your present.
It is. You just have to be, you have to understand it's not going to be easy.
No, nothing's easy if you want it bad enough. We have to go through the change. But change is, like I was telling someone again, change is change. It's us that have to change the change.
You're very right about that, you know, and it's hard to, you can know you need to change, but it's hard to make the change often.
And another thing that you have brought up for me as well, just talking to you right now, Abby, is that people go to other people for not, I'm not meaning in a reading or understanding, but they want them to give them the answers.
That happens all the time.
And then they go in these circles. It reminds me of that mommy joke. You remember, mommy, I'm going around in circles. Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor.
But,
you know, it's almost like, that's a terrible joke, but it's like, that's an awful joke. It's a terrible joke, and I shouldn't have even said it, but it's like that's how obliterated people are.
And I will have to say, I've done that many a times, and I'd like to think, you know, I'm reaching the point that I'm stopping that. But it's sometimes, Kathy, it's much easier to look to another person and ask them to fix your problems for you than it is for you to fix your own problems.
But they don't listen. They don't take it and absorb it. They want to go from this psychic to that psychic to the next psychic to the next psychic, but they don't listen.
It's because they're not learning.
Either, you know, it's like that alarm clock, you know, waking up when you can only just set your own clock in your head and wake up. But we got to gently nudge it, you know. People have to be ready, Abby.
Right.
People have to be ready.
They have to know that it can happen. And many times what happens is people don't believe, they don't know. And that's where metaphysics comes in. Metaphysics really is all based upon what you believe. You manifest what you believe in. Put out something that's negative, you're going to get it back. You put out something positive, you're going to get it back. You can only get what you believe.
If you go around saying and listening, everybody in the world has a message for you. Even the person that says, have a nice day. If you take that energy from that, have a nice day at the grocery store, which they don't even say anymore because we have stopped saying it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start projecting that out, think of what you're going to get back.
You're right. And the moment you do it once or twice in a day, you'll see it happen back to you 3 or 4 times.
That's the law.
Yeah.
I tell you. And it's like the tiny little feathers that are within a feather that are within a feather that are within a feather that causes the flight.
Mm.
You know? It takes the particles of this and that to make the flight fly.
Yeah. Everyone has to work together and hopefully in a very positive manner.
And also the control aspect. You know, people go outside of their family to get the answers, but yet they're so miscommunicative in their families, and we need to bring back that in our families to communicate and understand and the patience.
Yeah, I will have to agree with you on that one, Kathy.
Communication is
very important.
And that's where I believe, you know, the candles and the colors, and if it gives them something to replica by.
Yeah.
And to understand the meanings. They were put there as a presenting for a meaning.
Everything has meaning, and you keep coming back to the colors, and, you know, if you do take it something, you know, you have something in your life, and you want to work on it, you figure it out what it is, you take the color that best represents how to move positively through it, and use that candle, you know. Like that, I mentioned, I have an orange candle, which I'm using today for strength.
Uh-huh.
But you could, you know, it can be almost anything. If there was problems with among family members, you could use red to bring back love and compassion, you know. If things are really bad.
Red was very intense, though, and we have to be careful with firing up the red candle.
Right. But if things are really horrible or you're afraid of something or the things are just too negative within yourself, you can use black to help pull away the negativity.
Wow. Ashley was sick, my daughter, 2 days ago, and she asked for prayers. And, oh, I had such a tremendous response on the Internet because I have such a great group of friends. She asked for them to light white because she said that represents all colors. And I said, you're right. And she said, and it's purity. And she says, I want to purify my body from these enzymes that are in there. And she got well overnight.
I know. And you just mentioned, you know, it's the power of prayer. It is very strong.
It
doesn't necessarily matter that she doesn't know who prayed for her.
It
matters that people did.
Yeah, she knows a lot of my friends, and I mean, we have every kind of everybody. That's what's so great is we all pull together and don't crush one another as long as it's for the light of the good.
That's right. That's very important. You're right about that.
And the world is changing, and the days are changing, and the times are changing, and it's time for us to group together and quit trying to say this way's not right and that way's not right, and accept one another, and quit being on these power drills and stealing from one another, but yet giving to one another.
And
learn, you know, to survive with one another.
You know, as long as we work against any one person, we can never all get along, and we just need to keep, and you're right, we need to work not only within ourselves, our family, our community, we need to take it much larger for the world. You know, that it's a small place that we work so hard to destroy.
You know, Abby, I said on one of my shows, one candle light, like lighting a candle. I believe it was with you when we lit the candle. You called on one of my first shows, Brief.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, that was one of the second times I had ever heard from you, I think. And I was like, I didn't even recognize your voice. And I said, we're lighting a candle. And one, like if I light the candle now, and I light it to your candle, then your candle lights it to another candle. It's like a candle lighting. And then that candle will never, that light will never extinguish. Because it's lit so many candles.
And not only are you right, it lights other candles and the light stays, but it absolutely loses nothing by lighting another candle.
Exactly. And blessed be one's name. When you think of someone's name in any positive or negative manner, it puts it out there. And when you speak it, it even puts it out there even more. So whatever you're praying to, whatever you're thinking to, and whatever person you're thinking or speaking, it puts it out there. And you've got to know that, we've got to know that blessed be one's name. In a mighty way, your name, my name, and their names of everybody's names in human form, life form, creator form, and everybody's form, and bring this world together in peace and harmony and tranquility again. I believe that we can do this, don't you?
We can, and it starts with each one of us. We can't wait for someone else to make the first move. We have to be the one who makes the move towards peace.
Exactly. And understanding, not the answers, because the answers have more questions to follow. Only the Creator knows the answers. The Creator of all things, you know, great and small, everywhere. It's just like, oh, Abby, you know, if we seek understanding, then the knowledge of wisdom will come. But if we seek answers, there's more questions every time.
That's right. That is the one thing about Judaism I did enjoy, and that is you were expected to ask questions. Now, but that continues. I mean, in my church, we are expected to question. We're not expected to sit there and not wonder what's going on or be quiet. You know, as it happens in some Christian churches might happen, we're expected to learn. We're expected to ask. We're expected to
know. But, I mean, seek the understanding.
Right.
Seek understanding, not answers.
No, we're
because
not
looking. If we look for answers, they're like hard-driven things.
Nobody actually has an answer.
Exactly. There's just more questions to follow. But if we seek understanding, then that goes to knowledge, to wisdom.
Right.
That's what I was meaning to say.
Right, and I agree with you on that. I was trying to say the same thing, but not as eloquently.
Oh, bless. I want to know more about the church and the site. Please put out the site again.
Okay, it's www.firstchurchofwicca.org.
And they have, you can just pick up on the... Is it like a seminar, or is it like a class that you start with, or is it like a lecture? Is it, how is one to go about it? Let me look. I'm in front of the computer. I'm just going to look at that site right.
So if you were in the computer, now I'm talking about right now if you are going to take the class online, which is different than taking a class actually in the church. So,
okay.
So you click on church classes, and you'll see there are classes listed.
Let me go to the other computer because that's where everything is.
Right now I'm looking, self-help class, sorry.
And okay.
The Wick and Way class is both in the church on a weekly basis or correspondence on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And in both situations, you receive material that Reverend Dr. Kinder von Hovey has written, and each week is its own particular topic.
I see that now.
With each week building upon the prior week. And
okay.
So you have a reading. You have daily affirmation and a morning prayer that you go through. And then there's a whole series of questions. But the questions make you look within.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you journal about them. So if you're in the class, you talk about them at your meeting. If you're doing it correspondence, you would then email them back to Reverend Dr. Kinder von Hovey. And then I believe, because I do classes at the church, but I believe there is a monthly telephone discussion that you would have together if you are not at the classroom. And so you're still getting the same value. You're still talking with her. You're still learning about yourself, and it's still the same. You're getting the exact same information. The only difference is in a class there's other people.
I'm flabbergasted because I drew that picture. That picture that's right above Healing Your Inner Child, and I didn't finish it. And it's almost identical.
Okay.
Remember when I was telling you about the barbed wire photograph?
Right.
And I said, and it had the heart that was broken in two.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reading. And I said, I don't know what this has to do with you. I need to take a photograph of it and send it to you. Oh, my gosh.
You should do
that. It's the same. And I said it went to a castle.
Right.
Right there above where it says Wild Divine Journey.
Yep.
Healing Your Inner Child. That is what I was doing all along, Abby.
Yeah, and that particular picture that you're referring to, so people who actually don't know what we're talking about because we're looking at the internet.
Oh, I forgot we're on air. I'm sorry. Let me get I love BBS Radio. They're so great. This is the call and toll-free number. If you want to ask Abby any questions, it is toll-free 877-876-5227. That's USA only. Toll-free for USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. And the direct line in is 530-876-3222. That is bbsradio.com. And we're live. And we are on the www.firstchurchofwicca.org. We are on the site self-helpclasses.html. That is what we're talking about. Thank you, Abby. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So the picture that Kathy was referring to actually goes with the Wild Divine Computer Meditation class. And that is a specialized class where you work with, it's a CD that's put into your computer along with, I don't even know how to describe it correctly, but it helps you monitor where you are in your meditations to help you learn to meditate correctly. And it's a, I've been told, a very extensive and a wonderful way to learn how to meditate if you don't know. And if you do know, I hear that it just helps you learn even more.
This is just chock full of information.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, we say, we talk about it like, you know, a church, like we meet only on Sunday, but it's not. You know, it's way more than that. It's a part of our lives. You know, it's, we have classes.
This is just devastatingly beautiful. I mean, the site is just gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean,
has so much information to feed into.
And just an aside, I mean, for the, you know, for fun and enjoyment, we do different things during the year. We went to several pagan prides during September, which is Pagan Pride Month. And Reverend Dr. Kendra spoke at several of them, and she's already lined up to speak in September this coming year. But we've done fun things. We celebrate Earth Day by passing out seeds at the transfer station in Duxbury. And for those who don't know what a transfer station is, it's the nice word for saying a recycling center. And, you know, so we do things for the community. But if we're within our own community, we have a bards, which is, you know, it's a, you know, a choir, a group with instruments. And just at the end of last year, they put out their first double CD album. Well, it's not called albums anymore, but that just shows you I'm a little older. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know what you mean exactly. Man, this is just I'm just like, oh, man, there's so much information here. So with the book that she's going to be talking about has a lot, it's not even, the concepts aren't even on this page yet.
No, not really, because the book is hers, which is separate from the church. But, I mean, in the very, you know, front page, you will see, there is mention of the book, but she's not promoting the book per se through the church.
Uh-huh.
The book obviously will sell itself, which, because it's a good book. It's in all the major bookstores, online. It's everywhere. You know, everyone shops, which is great.
Well, what are, do you know of her next two books that she's going to be presenting?
I don't know the titles. I know one is about coming out of the broom closet, and it's going to be various short stories of people and how they've come out and how they realized that they were pagan and or Wiccan, and, you know, what it meant to them. She'll be editing that. And then I believe, I don't know if this is the third one or the fourth one, she'll be writing about bringing up children in a Wiccan family.
Uh-huh.
So she obviously is crossing many different gamuts in what she writes about.
Well, I understand that you have been asked to insert in the book as well. Is that correct?
I have been asked to write my own story about being a pagan and how I got here. And I have not yet written it, partly due to tax season. I'm an accountant and I'm a little busy, but I have promised to write it, and I know that I will.
Oh, I know that you will. I was going round and round. You know, miscommunications can be so haphazard. With, I have a book that's called Coming Out of the Forest.
Okay.
And I feel that I'm just now coming out of the forest. If that makes any sense. We go into the forest at age 2 when we're told no, and our ego's born.
Mm.
We get into the forest and we go through these trails all our lives, you know? But I haven't, I use them in my journals. I've got pieces all over the internet. I give my work away, you see. I copyright it by the old fashioned way, by mailing it to myself, certified.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't open it, the original copies. I write them in twice back in the day, and then I certify mail it. And so I get a notary and certify it. But I think that, you know, using the analogies of the woods, going into the forest, you know, and coming out is what is important. How we come out. Do we come out holding hands with the union of the world and the people, and that's what we're doing? You know, we're marrying the unity of the light of all things. Or are we going to stay closed-minded?
You know,
I know that I'm coming out holding hands.
And I think that's great. At the same time, it's awfully hard to come out when you're closed-minded. Sometimes you just get stuck there.
And to get the message out there, Abby, you know, I just thank you so much, so much for being a guest host on my show today.
Oh,
and BKF, thanks you so much to Don and Seth. Oh, they're just the greatest people. Oh, they just give me such energy. Every time I talk to them, I just like vibrate just with immense energy of the butterflies and just, oh, they're just the greatest. Hands off to Don and Seth. Just everybody for just knowing what they do. And please, Abby and listeners, go about the website slowly of BBS Radio. Go and look, especially, oh, you will just love the spiritual notebook. You will love it. You will love it. The spiritual notebook where it says blog in service down there. Scroll slowly through bbsradio.com and just look at what they have to offer. And if you want to be a host on BBS Radio, you want your own show, they got time slots. All you have to do is, it says over there to the right, post your own show, and it has little arrows like the edge of a little bow and arrow. Just click on that link. It'll tell you everything about hosting your own show. So listen up and tune in. Hello,
hello.
Caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I got a question for Abby. I was wondering what her greatest joy was as part of the church.
My greatest joy at First Church of Wicca. For those who don't know, I did leave that church for a very short period of time. I was having my own little personal problems. But the greatest joy probably was being able to come back and being completely accepted back into the church community as if I had never left.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a wonderful feeling, and it's great to know that what my issues were have been forgotten, or forgiven, actually. They weren't forgotten, but they have been forgiven.
Well, that's great to hear.
Thank you.
Anything else that you have to ask or you want to talk about, caller? I guess she's gone.
Yep, maybe another one will call in.
Well, you know, Abby, I haven't really publicized much, but they'll hear the archives. So I don't believe we have a whole lot of listeners, but maybe we do. I'm not sure, or maybe they're shy. Who knows? but I'm new at this. Y'all bear with me with my shows because I'm just getting my feet off the ground to fly.
But I think you're doing a great job, and the mere fact you had me on for a whole show, Kathy, I'm very appreciative of that.
Oh, Abby, gosh, it's been just wonderful. I mean, I was just out there just talking to you like we were just on the phone. I'm just like, you know, it's been 30 years since we've talked except for doing readings. I've done you a couple of readings, of personality readings. My mother calls it personality, you know, because she's such a devout Baptist, and we've been raised so Baptist, but she comes to me for a lot of things, and, you know, what does she call it? She calls it intuitive counseling. She goes, what do you see in this, or what do you see in that? Because they know that I foresee in a lot of things. But a lot of it, I say but, and that contradicts what you just said previously. Did you know but does that? The word but contradicts what you say previously.
Yes, I did.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, what I was previously saying was that it's everybody has a gift in one way, shape, form, or another. We have many gifts. And I have the gift of talking and writing and just giving it away. As you have a gift of teaching things so many different ways as well. You know, we all have our gifts. And just if everybody could combine their gifts. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is J.D. I am a member of the First Church of Wicca and a friend of Abby's.
Well, welcome, and it's so nice to meet you.
Well, you
Hi,
too. Hi, Abby.
Did you have a question, or did you want to give some more information about the church?
excuse me. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for talking about our church. I took the course that Abby was talking about, the Wiccan Way course, and I would just like to say that it is a great way to help people to help themselves.
That is so wonderful. I'm going to look into that. And I just love the site. I love the way that it's laid out. I love the energy feel of it and the church, the way it looks and feels. And thank you so much for calling.
Well,
you've
thank
got
you.
Great energy field as well, man.
Yep. Well, thank you again. And thank blessed you. Be to everybody out there.
To add about anything.
Excuse me?
Do you have anything to add?
I don't have anything to add that I can think of.
All of it. What was your favorite thing that you learned?
I've learned a lot through the course. I learned to listen to my inner voice.
Uh-huh.
And to trust in the universe. And to not put too many expectations on the people around me. And in that way, I'm able to accept positive energies and I'm able to have positive relationships. And I can avoid a lot of the disappointments that people find in life when they're looking to expect a certain thing out of a certain situation.
So you just learn to stay more in the moment, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, the more you stay in the moment, the more enlightened we are.
Exactly. The moment is the only place you can live. So when you dwell too much in the past or when you look too much into the future, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And the place where you can make action, where you can effectively change your life and live the life that you want to live, is in the present moment.
Exactly. Like yesterday's a canceled check, tomorrow's a promissory note, today's ready cash, we gotta use it wisely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, it's so great that you called in, and it's so nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is J.D.
J.D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I hope I get to talk to you again sometime.
And you too, and blessed be once again.
Blessed be to you as well.
Bye-bye.
See you later, J.D.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Abby.
Bye. J.D. brought up
great energy.
Yeah, J.D. has excellent energy.
Oh, wow. I just feel so crisp.
Yeah. He's one of the many people at the church, and he's just one of many who have that kind of energy. And you just got a glimpse of why the church is so special to so many of us.
It's like a breath of sunshine air and fresh air at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Oh, many blessings to your church. Many blessings to you, Abby. Many blessings to Reverend Dr. Kendra Von Hovey and her family. Many blessings to all and to everyone, all, and BBS Radio Show for allowing us to have this time on the air and to being able to put the communication waves out there. you know?
Yeah, this has just been a wonderful time, and I feel very blessed by this tonight.
Oh, it's just been an awesome show, and hopefully you'll come back.
I'd love to, Kathy. It's been that much fun. I'd love to come back, and I know that Reverend Kendra Von Hovey will be on the show at some point in the future, and I look forward to that.
Yes. I wish that we could be able to talk to her, but we're running out of time, and I know she's on sabbatical. Is that correct?
That is correct. She is on sabbatical this week.
Yeah. I hope she's doing well. I haven't been able to catch up with her, but we've been working through you for the book. And coming up, you know, the upcoming ways to put show it, to,
mm-hmm.
To get it out there. And she was so wonderful to send me an autographed copy of it before it even got out there on the stands, you know, to get out there and be bought by others. I'm just so glad to know
yeah.
you. Abby, and to get back together with you once again in our lives. And your
yeah,
sister is coming to visit me for the wedding and help me with the wedding.
I think that's wonderful.
She's my best friend, and it's a shame that we haven't caught up between her and you and I.
Well, I'm sure we will.
Yes, and bless your whole family, you know, and bless it be.
Thank you. Bless it be to you too, Kathy.
Okay. Well, we'll end with, do you have anything else to say? We have like 3 minutes left, Abby.
I go back to something you said a little while ago and how important it is to have peace among us. And a lot of that stems from having compassion, you know, and JD expressed it very well when he said not having expectations. You know, all those little things combined together is really what it takes to make each of us have the life we really want to have.
That is so, so true. Gosh,
no.
there's just so much for abundance of love to just keep putting out there. You know, that's what we have to do. Instead of allowing others to affect us, just allow the goodness and the glory to affect us of all things.
Every time we put something good out, we'll get it back, you know. And we might think someone out there might not have a nice thought about us or whatever, but as long as we're nice to them, you know, it will more likely make them nice back to us.
And as long as we don't give it a thought, how about that one?
That's
we don't
right.
give that negative energy a thought. And dismiss it like that, and not give it the time of day, then wipe it clean away.
You're very right, Nat. That would be the ideal thing to do, Kathy.
And just shut that door, and it is no more. Whew. Well, thank you so much, Abby Diamond, for being a guest host for my show, BBS Radio at Bright Lights Pathfinders. This is Kathy Hill signing off. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.